Move over, you adults!
Well, Craig, where did the idea for Free the Children originate?
I was reading the local newspaper. I was actually looking for the comics, and I came across an article about Iqbal Masih, a young Pakistani boy whose photo was on the front page with the headline, Boy, 12 years old, spoke out, murdered. And that caught my attention, because I was also 12 years old at that point. I read about how at the age of 4, he was sold into slavery to work as a carpet weaver, and how at 10, he was finally able to escape and began to speak out for working children in Pakistan and around the world, how at the age of 12, he was murdered.
Why did you identify so strongly with him?
I had learned about the U.S. Civil War, how slavery had been abolished in the 18th and 19th centuries, and that confused me. If slavery was abolished, how can it be alive today? So, I began to do more research until I learned that an estimated 250 million children are involved working around the world. I went to my class at school and said, "Listen, here's an issue. This is what I know about it. This is what I want to do. Who wants to help?" And from there, Free the Children was born.
Did you find other teenagers receptive?
Unbelievably. People want to get involved. They want to have a voice. We started with about 12 young people in Toronto. And we now have groups all across Canada and the United States, in Australia, Brazil, Chile, Singapore. Now we have young people who are able to stand up to debates with heads of companies or world leaders.
Can teenagers teach the world something that adults can't?
I think they can. I remember when adults would come to the school and say, "You young people, you're our hope for the future, our leaders of tomorrow." And I remember always thinking, "Well, that's nice, but why can't we be the leaders of today?" Young people have a lot to offer, and they bring a new perspective. Basically, who better understands the rights of children and the situation of children than children themselves? Mm.
Have you seen any changes in child labor practices?
Yes, and it's because of pressure. Governments have begun to change. Brazil is now taking steps to pay parents who send their children to school a monthly subsidy of $24. The South Asia governments recently promised by the year 2000 to eliminate the most exploitative forms of child labor, and by 2010, to eliminate all child labor.
From Newsweek, August 4, 1997.